章十一节，提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多凭据讲自己，活活地显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，说天国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，吩咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地基做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，突然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边，说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被提升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。谢谢上帝话语。
The Bible reading for today is from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven."
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
大家没有回应。这个父亲对于今天这个世界，对于每一个人，对于家庭是很重要。
A father is very important to our family, to the world and society at large.
那么上帝起初先创造了一个男人。
In the beginning, God first created man.
然后为他创造了一个妻子。
And then he created woman.
那么这个妻子是从男人的身上取出来了一条骨头来造成的。
And the woman was created from one of man's ribs.
然后让他们两个人重新用婚姻合而为一。
and the two of them were united through marriage.
然后产生家庭,
so that they could become a family.
然后产生后代,
and they could have offspring.
然后世界就有了。
And then there was, the world.
那么在整个这个创造的过程里面,
and in this entire process,
男人是第一个被造。
Man was created first.
那么神创造人类。
When God created humanity,
有一个非常重要的使命。
There was a very important mission.
这使命是什么？
What was the mission?
什么？孩子们知道吗？ Why God create us? 为什么上帝造我们？
Why did God create humans?
今天我们要感谢我们的孩子们，他们能够安安静静在这里听到。
We should be very thankful that our children can be quiet.
所以希望我们的孩子们也能够听明白。
We hope that they can understand.
因为上帝创造人类。
Because God created humanity,
要叫我们去管理,
that we should look after,
要去, 照顾这个世界,
we should manage and steward the world.
那么男人的第一被造,
and man was created first,
要实行管理,
and he must be a manager.
一个男人要管理, 首先要管理的是他的家,
the man must first manage his family.
那么咱们中国人也了解这一点。
And Chinese people, we also understand this thing.
这个它翻译很难翻译了，叫做格物、正心、诚意、齐家、治国平天下，对吗？修身啊，治齐家治国平天下，就是管理家庭是我们可以治理天下的第一个要学习的地方。
The first thing to learn when wanting to conquer the world is to first manage your family.
我现在邀请已经做过父亲的人请站起来。
I welcome all of our fathers to stand up.
好，我们看一看。
Let us look.
站在这里的是神所赐给我们的一个荣耀的使命。
All of the ones here have received a glorious mission from God.
让我们去做一个领袖。
That we may become leaders.
从我们自己的家庭开始。
Beginning with our families.
来学习管理。
To learn to manage.
所以每一个站在这里的人已经成为一个家长。
So every man here is a family leader.
那么要管理一个家庭是不容易的。
To manage a family is not easy.
今天我们要讲的经文是得着能力。
Today the scripture we are reading is about receiving power.
那么今天我们在管理家庭的时候,
and while we look after our families,
最困难的事情不是管理家庭,
the most difficult thing is not about managing the family.
在座的各位男人, 请往前看,
please look forwards.
最难管理的是我们自己,
the most difficult thing to manage is ourselves.
大家同意吗?
Do you agree?
当我们管理好我们自己, 我们就能管理我们的家庭。
When we can manage ourselves, then we can manage our families.
当我们管理了家庭,
when we can manage our family,
我们就可以治理天下,
we can manage the world.
上帝才会把这个荣耀的使命加在我们的身上。
And the Lord will give the glorious mission upon us.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们为这些男人们祷告。
We pray for our men.
为这些男人们祝福。
We bless our men.
我们中国人很清楚，男人是很难的。
Chinese people know to be a man is not easy.
所以叫男人。
And so they are called men.
所以叫 difficult people.
They have a
difficult
hard
person, hard life. 所以中国人发音叫男，是因为他的确很艰难。
The name for man means difficult.
其实如果没有上帝的帮助，
without the help of God,
不是做男人太难。
It's not that it is too hard.
是做男人根本不可能做到的。
But that it is impossible.
所以上帝不仅仅是把我们放在这个位置上。
And so God didn't just put us in that position.
同时他愿意成为我们的帮助。
He is also willing to give us assistance.
所以我刚才看到有站起来的我们的这些男人们中间。
And so amongst the men that stood earlier.
还有与我们的上帝没有建立关系的。
There are some that have not built their relationship with God.
这是我们人生当中最大的缺失。
This is the biggest failure in our lives.
所以一定要我们与我们的源头建立关系。
It is important to build the relationship with our source.
使我们不仅仅知道我们是个大男人。
So that not only do we know we are a man,
使我们而且真正能够成为一个男人
but that we can truly become a man,
而且能够一个做好一个男人
and be a good man,
这个我们需要一个很大的从上边来的我们的帮助
and we need help from God.
好，今天我们在父亲节的时候我们引入这个得着能力的这一个话题
Today on Father's Day we discuss the topic of receiving power
这个今天我们这里有小朋友在我们中间
And we have some children amongst us today
其实小朋友从很小的时候他们就感受到一件事情
From a young age children will realize something
我小的时候跟他们这么大的时候我常常希望我快快长大
When I was a child I also wished that I would grow up quickly
你们希望你们长大吗
Do you wish to grow up?
有人不希望，为什么不希望呢
？Why don't you want to grow up？
你要死得更快！长大了就离着死差不多快，离着死很近了，所以很有智慧啊！从小就开始想到人生的结局。
So some of our children have already, looked at the end of their lives already.
这个，所以不要光怕死，要好好准备去面对死。
Don't just be afraid of death, but be prepared for death.
那么小孩希望能长大。
So children wish to grow up.
希望不要老叫别人管我。
They wish that other people would stop managing them.
这个希望我能够管理一些事情。
That I can look after other things.
希望我能够快快成熟。
That I can be mature.
希望我能够明白很多道理
that I can understand many ideas.
所以小孩很多小孩的时候他们快快盼望快要长大
and so many children wish to grow up quickly.
那么在这个成长的过程里面
and in this process of growing up,
小孩会常常感觉到有一种挫败感
children often feel,
frustrated. 因为他们想要做的事情他们做不到
because the things they want to do they can't
他们要读书读好
they have to study
哎呀到了时候又没读好
but they didn't study properly
希望他们能够做一件什么事结果做坏了就要爸爸妈妈骂一顿
they want to do something but they ruined it and get lectured by their parents
所以他们很盼望能够成熟起来
and so they hope to mature
那么这个成熟是一种心理的能力
maturity is like a power of the heart
小孩从小要明白一件事情
Then you must understand something, children.
人有没有能力呢?
Do people have power?
Do you have power? No or yes? 其实 and no and yes 都是对的。所以你是有一点能量能力的。
Actually, you have a little bit of power.
但是你不是很有能力的。
But you do not have a lot of power.
所以你在那儿你发现你以为你比你更有厉害的你就完蛋了
You'll realize some people have more power than you
所以从小的时候要明白一个很重要的道理小孩子们
So from a young age we must realize something very important
人有一点点能力
People have a little bit of power
但是人的能力是只有一点点
But only a little bit
所以当你需要一个更大能力的时候怎么办呢
So what do you do when you need more power?
No! 所以当你做不到的时候你怎么办
What do you do when you need help?
You ask for help! 你要找帮助嘛对不对所以我们这个 Kids Church 的时候在刚刚开始的时候
So when our Kids Church started,
他们学唱一首诗歌
They learned to sing a song,
背一句经文
and remember some scripture.
我相信你们现在还能记住
Do you guys remember?
帮助从哪里来
Where does help come from?
Still remember, 你们你我们的帮助要从哪里来？都忘记了。Yeah, 从创造天地的耶和华而来，对吗
？Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord.
所以，我们从小的时候就明白一个很重要的道理。
So from a young age, we must understand a very important concept.
所以我们 Kids Church 在他们第一堂课第一段时间的时候就叫他们去背这个。我们的力量从哪里来我们要向山举目记得吗我们要向山举目
The first lesson was to learn where do we go to look for help、
from、我们帮助从何而来
Where should our help come from
我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华来。
My help shall come from the Creator God.
从小的时候就明白这个道理非常重要。
From a young age, we should know this.
那么到了我们成年人的时候，我们更应当明白这个道理。
And when we become adults, we should continue to know this.
那么今天我们所读到的这一段经文
，The scripture that we read today
是记录在《使徒行传》的第一章
，is written in Acts chapter 1.
也就是教会刚刚建立的时候
，is when the church was very first established.
那么在教会刚刚建立的时候。
When the church was first established,
非常的微弱
it was very weak.
因为那些组成教会的第一批人
because the first people who established church,
在世界人看来是一批无知的小民
were ignorant lay people amongst people's eyes.
可是他们承担的使命很大
but the responsibility that they carried was great.
他们要去翻转这个世界
they must go and overturn the world.
他们要去使世上的万民为主成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
They must turn the people of the world into disciples for Jesus.
这么大的使命，人凭什么能力能够做到呢
？Such a great mission. What can people do?
那么这个使命的完成
，and this mission accomplished，
它的本质是一个属灵的征战。
It was a spiritual warfare.
是要把人从撒旦的权下抢夺出来。
That people can be taken from the grips of Satan.
让人不再顺从自己犯罪的欲望。
So that people would not continue to follow their sinful desires.
而是让他们能够回到上帝的面前来。
But to return into the presence of God.
要完成一个这么伟大的使命。
To complete such a great mission.
凭着人自己的力量。是不够的。
By people's own power, it was not enough.
所以主耶稣在这里对门徒说了一句话。
And so Jesus said something to the disciples.
当他们聚集的时候，耶稣就吩咐他们。
While they were gathered, Jesus said to them.
说不要离开耶路撒冷。
He said, "Do not leave Jerusalem."
要等候父所应许的。
Wait for the promise of the Father.
就是以前你们听说过受施洗约翰的洗。
This is what you have heard from me. For John to receive John's baptism.
但不过几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
But you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣讲这些话的时候，听这些话的人是谁呢
？Who were the people who heard this message?
是那些跟随耶稣三年半，已经被耶稣训练好的那些门徒。
It was the people who followed Jesus for 3 years and received his training.
那么这些门徒是虔诚的犹太人。
These disciples were very pious Jews.
这些门徒是亲自听耶稣讲道，亲自见过耶稣行很多的神迹。
They had personally listened and experienced to Jesus' teachings and miracles.
那么这些门徒是亲眼见过耶稣在十字架上的牺牲，又亲眼见过耶稣从死里复活的。
These disciples saw with their own eyes Jesus' death and resurrection.
那么这些门徒受的训练当然比我们要好，对吧？
Their training must be much better than ours.
可是耶稣说，你们不要去。
But Jesus said, "Do not go."
这个今天教会里的问题
Today the problem in the church
大部分出在牧师的身上
Can be blamed upon the pastor
那么这些牧师存在的问题
What is the problem with the pastors
又大部分出在神学院里面
It could be rooted back to the theological college
因为我们今天有一个误解
Because we have a misunderstanding.
这个误解是从世界的文化里边带到教会里面来的。
It is from the culture of the world.
那么就是说，你受过这方面的专业训练，就可以从事这方面的工作。
And that is if you receive the professional training, then you can take on the profession.
你想做一个医生，你就到医学院去读书了。
If you want to be a doctor, you should study in medical college.
所以现在孩子们都在读书。
All of the children are studying today.
就是希望能够学会这些能力。
So that one day they can be equipped.
那么然后他们就可以做这个工作了。
And they can go on to do work.
那么也同样的把这个问题应用到教会里面来。
And in the same way, we approach the church in this way.
所以你要做牧师吗
？You want to be a pastor?
读神学。
Study theology.
神学院毕业了。
After you graduate,
你就可以当牧师了。
You can be a pastor.
耶稣说不行的。
Jesus says, no.
不用说你那个神学院不行。
Not only is your theological college not adequate.
耶稣说我这神学院都不行的。
He said, my theological college is not adequate.
那么耶稣亲自训练门徒比今天的神学院的老师厉害不厉害？
Would Jesus not be better than our theological professors?
可是耶稣说不行。
Jesus says, no.
你缺样一样东西。
You are missing something.
那么缺什么东西呢？
What are you missing?
这里说缺圣灵的洗。
You are missing the baptism of the Spirit.
你必须经过圣灵的洗。
you must be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
你才能够得着能力。
Then you will receive power.
所以耶稣在这里说，圣灵要降临在你们身上。
And so it says that the Spirit will come upon you.
你们就得着能力。
And you will receive power.
然后从耶路撒冷直到地极。去成为我的见证人。
And from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth, you will be my witness.
那么在这里，这个做我的见证。
And here it says, be my witness.
在中文的翻译里边是有一点问题的，因为这个中文翻译说做我的见证，好像是就是出去为他做见证嘛。
It may seem as if it says to simply be tell his story.
Yeah, like 就是。来为他做见证。可是这里强调的不是为他用嘴巴或者你讲一福音为他做见证。
But the emphasis is not on the words or the teaching that he made.
是用你的生命为他做见证。
It is to use your life to be his witness.
是成为他的见证人。
To become his witness.
所以 to be 而不是 to do.
It is the emphasis on being and not doing.
所以你要成为这样的人，而不是你仅仅是做这样的事情。
You shall be this person, but not just do this thing.
所以你只有成为这样的人。
Only through being this person.
然后你才能够做成这样的事情。
Can you then do this work?
那么这里边的问题的一个非常的关键的所在。
And very important issue in this question.
就是圣灵的洗。
Is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么在今天的教会里面。
In the church today.
有一股我们认为现在走错路的一个教会的运动。
There is an action, there's an activity that we believe is incorrect.
成为近代灵恩运动。
We call them the charismatic movement.
那么这个是从上个世纪初期从北美开始发展起来的。
So it began at the turn of the century in North America.
那么他们已经明白一个很重要的道理。
They understood a very important concept.
因为那个时候在北美的教会变得非常的枯干。
Because at that time the church in North America was very dry.
因为他们很多的礼仪，很多的教训。
They had many doctrines and traditions.
但是缺乏生命力。
But without vigor.
所以聚会的时候死气沉沉。
And so the worships were very dead.
我很感谢上帝今天在座的睡觉的人不多。
I thank God that no one is sleeping here today.
其实很多时候教会聚会讲道的时候就是睡觉的时候。
Often it is very easy to rest in our worship.
所以那种情况呢就感觉到这个教会没有生命力。
And so it seemed as if the church had no life.
你听听那些讲的道理都对。
When you listen to the messages, yes, they seem correct.
可是为什么没有力量呢？
But why is there no power?
今天很多的教会缺乏力量。
The church seems to be missing power.
没有办法去影响世界。
It has no power to influence the world.
以至于教会越来越萎缩。
To the point where the church is shrinking.
到了最后甚至于关门倒闭。
And closing down in some
way. 为什么出现这样的问题？
Why does this occur?
所以那时候有很多北美的传道人就意识到了因为没有圣灵的能力。
And so the pastors noticed it was because of the lack of the Spirit.
其实弟兄姊妹岂止是教会没有圣灵的能力不行啊。
Is it not only that it is impossible without the Spirit?
是每一个基督徒没有圣灵的能力不行的。
But not, even if every Christian doesn't have the Spirit, that's the problem.
今天刚刚站起来的这些男人们。
Today, the men that stood up.
你没有圣灵的能力不行的。
If you do not have the Spirit, you can't.
你肯定做不好一个男人。
You will not be a good man.
所以我们要想做好一个男人。
We should want to be a good man.
当然同样做好一个女人。
Or a good woman.
一样，我们都需要圣灵的能力才行。
We all need the power of the Spirit.
那么，怎么得到圣灵的能力呢？
How do we receive the power of the Spirit?
这里边说要圣灵的洗。
It says you must be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
哇，他们预备到了，意识到了这个问题了。
And so they recognize this issue.
那么，怎么叫圣灵的洗啊？
Well, what is the baptism of the Spirit?
于是他们就追求圣灵的充满。
And so they pursue being filled with the Spirit.
所以他们举行各种叫做我不知道这个英文怎么翻译啊，就是 revival meeting， 就是这个中文叫做奋兴会。
And so they held many revival meetings.
他们唱很多诗歌。
They sing many songs.
用这个非常投入的热情。
With much enthusiasm.
见过灵恩派的聚会吗？
For those of us, have any of us been to the charismatic church?
这个今天这个小东传道来带诗歌。
Pastor Hedy was leading the worship today.
很传统。
Very traditional.
唱的也是传统的诗歌。
And we sang very traditional songs.
灵恩派不是这样。
The charismatic church is not like this.
他们唱很简短的诗歌。
They sing very simple songs.
用鼓。
Using music.
这个用这个 drum. 很重低音的 drum.
With very powerful bass.
甚至于加上那个高音的电吉他。
And accompanied with electric guitars.
这个，然后这个节奏非常明显。
With very powerful rhythm.
所以他们叫这个灵恩教会叫 charismatic， 就是 charismatic 应该翻译成什么东西呢？就是很具有吸引力的那种。叫 charismatic， 就是很有。很有吸引力的那种，就是。
So they are known as charismatic because they have a lot of charisma.
所以他们唱歌的时候，不是像我们这么安静的唱歌的。
So when they sing, it is not as quiet as when we sing.
比较好的是举手和拍手。
Some of them will have clapping or raising their hands.
更多的时候他们要跳。
Some of them will involve jumping.
这个他们讲道也不是这样在这讲的。
And their preaching will not be like this as well.
非常走来走去，非常有力量的讲道。
They speak with much power.
以至于到最后，现在的灵恩运动就是满地打滚的。
Sometimes you will see people convulsing on the ground.
他们认为这是一种圣灵的能力。
They believe that this is from the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们用一种东西来作为圣灵能力的标志，或者圣灵充满的标志。
They look for signs of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为这个初期教会五旬节的时候的圣灵降临。
Because during the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came to the early church.
那么他们有一个非常重要的现象。
There was a very important sign.
这是说方言。
And that was speaking in languages.
这个
in tongues.
那么他们当时的方言。跟今天灵恩派教会所说的方言很不一样。
In those days, the tongues they spoke is very different to the tongues of the Pentecostal church.
因为他们讲着讲着道，突然间，就像我今天讲道，用普通话讲道，突然间说妈妈呆呀，你就听出来，哎，好奇怪。其实我现在是我稍微会讲一点广东话。如果我用很流利的广东话跟你讲，你会觉得很奇怪。
Because in those times when they spoke and they preached, they would suddenly speak other languages like Cantonese or Chinese.
如果在这里是都是说其他语言的人。
Suppose everyone here spoke a different language.
那我可以用很流利的你的语言说你的语言来讲道的。
And I can fluently preach in your own language.
那个就很方便吗？
Wouldn't that be very convenient?
所以那个就是五旬节的时候他们说方言的那种现象。
And so on the day of Pentecost, that was what they spoke in tongues.
可是今天的灵恩派所说的方言。
But today the tongues that is spoken in the Pentecostal church.
大部分是本来能够听懂的话，就他说的听不懂了。
They turn understandable language into ununderstandable language.
然后他们一祷告的时候。
And when they pray.
他们就啊不是啦，不是啦，不是啦。然后你听懂吗？
Can you understand them?
你听不懂。
You can't understand them.
他说这是天使的言语。
They say that this is the language of angels.
然后他就啊哒哒哒哒哒哒啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。其实他们有人做过这样的研究。
Some people have researched this phenomenon.
因为任何一种有意义的语言
，So any meaningful language,
必须有16个不同的音节以上才能组成。
It must have a minimum of 16 different sounds.
那么一般的情况下有22个不同的音节。
Usually there are 22.
那么16个以下就不能组成一种表达完整思想的语言了。
With less than 16 different tones, it is impossible to express clear thought.
但是最灵活的人
But the most active people,
如果你不是说一种语言
If you are not speaking a language,
你用你的方法来发音
If you create your own tones,
然后你把它录下来
and you record it,
你不会发过15个音以上
It's very unlikely you will imagine more than 15 different tones
哎，你比方你弄一个录音机放在那里
You record yourself
你就你把这些音一个断开你把它发出来你发现没有15个以上的不同的音
If you analyze all of these random sounds you'll realize you can't make more than 15
所以他们把这个灵恩派的人的方言录下来
And so some people have recorded their speaking in tongues
他们发现那个基本上是一种 自然的，就是你自己想要发出来的一种音。
They recognize that it is a natural created sound.
音节根本不够一个语言可能产生的那个音节。
It is not possible for that to be an understandable language.
所以语言学家就认为，那不是，那是一种情绪的现象，而不是一种真实的语言。
And so linguists believe that it is an expression of emotion rather than an actual language.
那么到底这是不是一种方言，我们暂时先不去评论它。
Do we know if it's truly a language? Well, let us not discuss that at the moment.
但是关键的问题是我们对圣灵的洗的理解。
More importantly, we should understand what it means to be baptized in the Spirit.
什么叫洗礼？
What does it mean to be baptized?
主耶稣在这里首先用约翰的水洗。
Jesus first speaks of the baptism of John in water.
这个有一个预表。
And there is a sign here.
那么它表示这个水是代表上帝的道。
The water represents the word of God.
洗是表示干净，洗干净。
The baptism represents cleanliness.
然后这个礼仪是表示一个生命的更新。
And the action represents a renewal of life.
所以我们基督徒也要受洗。
And so Christians must be baptized.
就表示一个生命更新的礼仪。
It represents an action in renewing your life.
大家都看过受洗。
And we've all observed baptisms.
或者说我们自己受过洗。
Or we have been baptized ourselves.
我们奉父子圣灵的名。
In the name of the Lord, in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
给某一个人施洗。
We baptized somebody.
然后我们把他喉咙放在水里边，然后再把他拉出来。
And we put them in the water and then pull them out.
表示与基督同死同埋葬。
It represents that you will be died and buried with Christ.
然后从水里边出来，表示你一个新的生命开始。
And then you begin a new life when you come out.
那新的生命真的就从那时候开始，就从那个时候就完美，就是一个新的生命了吗？
Does that really mean a new life?
旧的生命在那一刻就为基督死了吗？
Your old life suddenly died?
我们发现不是。
Sometimes it seems like that's not the case.
那个是一个立约的开始。
That is the start of a covenant.
以那个作为一个标志。
From that is a sign.
进入到一个洗礼的过程。
To enter into a process.
与基督同死。
To die with Christ.
是一个过程。
Is a process.
它不是一下子就死掉了。
It's not an instant.
所以叫钉十字架。
And so Jesus was crucified.
不是耶稣钉十字架，是我们也要和耶稣一同钉十字架。
And we should also be crucified.
那么钉十字架和一般的死的这个过程不一样。
The process of death through crucifixion is very different.
如果是枪毙，
If you are executed by gunshot,
那么你立刻就死掉。
You will die instantly.
砍头也是立刻死掉。
Beheading is also instant.
可是这个钉十字架不是。
However, crucifixion is not the case.
它是需要一个漫长的过程。
There is a process.
一滴一滴的血流干。
The blood will drip.
痛苦的死去。
And you will die painfully.
所以你受洗的那一刻，
The instant that you are baptized.
可以说是把你钉在十字架上的那一刻。
It is like when you are nailed onto the cross.
不是那一刻你就死掉了。
You are not instantly dead.
而是那一刻你已经把自己放在了死的过程里边。
But from then on, you are in the process of dying.
然后接下来是一个漫长的痛苦的过程。
And there is a painful process that follows.
那么这个叫做洗礼。
And this is called baptism.
那么这一个洗礼，约翰的洗礼，是一个在道理上，在这个关系，在形式上的一个洗礼。
John's baptism was a baptism of
在他的这个
truth,
在他的形式上，在这个 ceremony 里边的一个洗礼，看得见的洗礼。
Yeah, it's a ceremonial baptism.
可是神给我们的不仅仅是一个外表。
But what God gives us is not only the appearance.
更重要的是那个生命。
But more importantly, the life.
所以这个叫做圣灵的洗礼。
And this is called the baptism of the Spirit.
那么圣灵的降临。
And when the Spirit comes upon us,
是一个圣灵洗礼的开始。
This is the beginning of the Spirit, baptism of Spirit.
也就是说，是一个生命更新的过程的开始。
It is the beginning of a process of your life renewing.
今天灵恩派的问题出在哪里？
What is the problem with the Pentecostal church?
就是他们希望要圣灵的能力。
that they desire the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们也盼望能够使用这个能力。
And they desire to be able to use this power.
可是呢，又想避开生命的更新。
But avoid the renewal of life.
因为生命的更新是一个痛苦的过程。
Because the renewal of life is very painful.
所以人常常想走捷径。
So people often want to walk the way of cleanliness.
基督徒在我们的生命里边也会出现这个问题。
Sometimes Christians will do the same in our everyday lives.
比方有很多夫妻之间的关系。
For example, some relations between couples.
这个吵架是个不好的事情。
Arguments can be very bad.
那么他们非常希望能够控制自己的情绪。
You hope that you can control your emotions.
那么于是就祷告。
And you pray.
主啊，求你帮助我。
Lord, please help me.
让我这次不要发脾气。
That I will not lose my temper.
而结果你发现那天发脾气发得更大。
You realize that you lose your temper even worse.
哎呀，你就感到很挫败感。
And you feel hurt.
那么你就觉得这个上帝真的听我的祷告吗？
You wonder, does God truly hear your prayers?
你知道为什么那天你祷告了以后，你发脾气发得更大？
Do you know why you were even worse after you prayed?
明白什么意思吗？明白吗？为什么你祷告了，你反而发脾气更大了呢？
Why is it that when you prayed, things got worse?
在这里要明白一件事，我们祷告是要结果。
We pray because we want results.
神给什么？
What does God give us?
神给过程。
God gives us the process.
你要想不发脾气怎么办？
How should you not lose your temper?
是把你变成一个不发脾气的人。
You should become a person that doesn't lose their temper.
对不对？问题是你这个人。
The problem is you as a person.
所以上帝说，对呀，你想不发脾气吗？
So God said, do you want to not lose your temper?
那么现在我给你一个让你发脾气的人。
I will put someone who makes you lose your temper next to you.
你发现你还是会发脾气的哦。
You will find that you continue to lose your temper.
那怎么办呢？
What should you do?
那你需要靠着上帝的能力来操练你的生命。
And so you should train your life through the power of God.
所以你求你自己不要发脾气吗？
If you want to pray that you will not lose your temper.
上帝就把很多让你发脾气的人放在你身边。
God will put many frustrating people around you.
然后你就拼命发脾气。
And you will lose your temper regularly.
然后你就好好认罪悔改。
And you will repent.
然后你就好好仰望上帝。
And you will ask God.
然后你靠上帝的能力来好好跟这个刺激你的人来学习和他好好相处。
And by the power of God, learn to reconcile with these frustrating people.
一点一点的来。
And bit by bit.
然后你里面原来发脾气那些东西跟他打交道的时候慢慢慢慢的对付掉了。
You realize that you can solve your problems more easily.
原来你那些棱角。
All those things you were stubborn about.
那很容易是你发脾气的那些东西。
All those things that cause you to lose your temper.
跟他在一起慢慢给你磨掉了。
You learn to forget them.
然后你吵得也累了。
And you become tired of fighting.
然后你就像祷告，主啊，现在我慢慢慢慢开始求你帮助我，在这个过程里边，是我学习能够 handle, 能够处理这个场面了。
And you ask God, God help me to handle this problem.
在这个过程当中，你就慢慢变成一个不吵架的人。
And in this process, you've already become a person that doesn't lose their temper.
所以你今天的祷告。
And so the things you pray for today,
可能30年以后才成就。
Maybe 30 years later, it will be fulfilled.
这个过程叫做圣灵的洗。
It's called the baptism of the Spirit.
今天祷告的时候，
the things you pray for today,
圣灵进到你的里面，
the Spirit will enter you.
他给你力量，
it will give you power.
给你智慧，
it will give you wisdom.
但是他不取代你。
But it will not replace you.
你必须自己去面对这个问题。
You must continue to face these problems.
所以你发现今天这个问题你能面对了。
And so you will realize that you can face some problem today.
过了一段时间，比它更厉害的又来了。
Tomorrow there will be a harder problem.
那么你的脾气又发了。
And you will lose your temper again.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你已经小学毕业要进中学了。
Because you have graduated from primary school, you will enter high school.
所以现在给你一点更难做的功课了。
And now you will receive harder homework.
所以你说主啊，我要将来要学的很多知识。
You say, Lord, I want to receive much wisdom.
你心目当中的图画是什么呢？
What is the image in your mind?
你心目当中的图画是上帝把你的脑袋打开，把知识哗哗哗倒进去，弄那个拉链拉上去了。
Do you think God will just put the wisdom in there like a USB stick?
所以，老人和年轻人讲道都不一样。 可是上帝不是的。
But God will not do such a thing.
上帝把你送到一个学校里面。
God will put you in school.
然后派一群老师。
And there will be many teachers.
然后给你很多难题。
And they will give you lots of homework.
然后让你回家去做。
And you must study.
你哭得要死。
You will be very painful.
上帝在后边帮助你。
And God will help you along the way.
上帝给你聪明。
He gives you intelligence.
给你忍耐。
Gives you patience.
给你好的老师。
Gives you good teachers.
给你爸爸妈妈。
And parents.
在后边鼓励你。
And they encourage you.
然后慢慢慢慢你在这边成长起来了。
And gradually you will grow.
所以你要成为一个懂得道理的人。
You want to be someone who can understand things.
你以为马上就有了。
You think you can get it straight away.
对不起，你需要15年以后。
I'm sorry, it will take 15 years.
所以这个叫做洗礼。
This is called baptism.
那是一个知识洗礼的过程。
It is the process of knowledge.
这个 baptism by knowledge 是一个知识给你洗礼的过程。
It is a process of baptism by knowledge.
是把你的无知洗掉。
That your ignorance can be washed away.
那么在这里要把你的软弱洗掉。
And here it says that your weakness must be washed away.
那么圣灵要在我们的生命里边做工。
So that the Spirit can work in us.
那么大家要记住一件事。
Everyone should remember something.
因为有很多人解释圣经的时候。
When many people interpret the scripture,
说你看这个五旬节的时候，圣灵一降临，他们马上就得着能力了吗？
They say, look, when the Spirit came on Pentecost, they immediately got power.
是的，你不要忘记了，那是主耶稣亲自训练的门徒三年半以后了。
Don't forget, those are the people Jesus personally trained for 3 years.
所以圣灵降临不是在主耶稣刚刚呼召门徒的时候发生的。
The Spirit didn't occur when Jesus first called his disciples.
而是经过了三年多之后。
But after over 3 years,
他们经过了很多训练的时候
after much training,
那个圣灵一降临的时候
as soon as the Spirit arrived,
才会产生那样的结果
and there are these results.
那么这是第一批门徒的见证
and this is the testimony of the first disciples.
但是在后来的门徒里面
and in the disciples following,
他们都要先经过受洗
they must all first be baptized
然后圣灵进驻在他们的里面
and the Spirit will enter them
然后他就开始进入这个门徒操练的过程
and they begin the process of discipleship
所以耶稣没有叫我们来做他的信徒
Jesus didn't call us to be his religious followers
而是作为他的门徒
but to be his disciples
那么门徒就是要接受训练
a disciple must receive training
那么为什么要接受训练
why must he receive training
训练就是把那个道理变成你生命的自然的过程
training is to turn these ideas into your life
所以这个过程是必要的
so the process is necessary
而且是艰苦的
and it is difficult
那么我们的外表是肉体很多事情需要这样的操练
On the outside, our bodies need much training.
我们的生命灵性更需要这样的操练
And our spirit also needs training.
弟兄姊妹今天我们要得到能力吗
Brothers and sisters, do we want power today?
我们要成为耶稣基督的见证人
Do we want to be the witness of Jesus?
把耶稣基督的生命能够透过我们活出来
To live out this life.
能够有伟大的影响的力量
That we can have the power to influence.
我们要经过圣灵的洗礼
We must have the baptism of the Spirit.
圣灵的洗礼是一个怎么样的过程呢
What kind of process is the baptism of the Spirit?
当然神的恩典已经在那里
Of course God's grace is already there.
那么我们这边要做什么呢
What should we do?
第一你需要有一个得着能力的愿望
Firstly, you must have the desire to receive power.
你需要知道你的能力不够
You must know that your power is not enough.
然后你渴慕它
And you want it.
圣经上说寻找的就寻见叩门你就给他开门
The scripture says those who search will find.
所以你需要有一个渴慕能力的心
You must have a heart that desires power.
特别在座的男人们
Especially men.
你要成为一个男人
You want to be a man.
要管理好你的家
You want to manage your family.
你需要能力啊
You need power.
到哪里去得能力
Where should you go for power?
到父上帝的施恩的宝座那里去
Before the throne of the Almighty God
有这个愿望
Have this desire
然后第二件事情
Secondly
就是你需要有知识
You must have wisdom
你必须要把圣经的话读到你的里面
You must have the words of God inside you
你把如何做成这件事情好好的放在你的心里
You should learn the process of how to do it in your heart
然后你需要有一个悔改的心
And you must have a repenting heart
如果没有悔改的心，
if you do not have a repenting heart,
再多的知识也是没有用的。
All the wisdom will not help you.
所以圣灵光照我们，
and so the Spirit shines upon us.
是透过圣经的话来光照我们的。
Through the words of the Bible.
所以今天我们在守圣餐的时候读的主耶稣的那段话。
And so today we read the words of Jesus during our Holy Communion.
他说我跟你们所说的话，
He said the words that I give you.
就是灵，
is Spirit.
就是生命，
is life.
所以我们的孩子们，
And so children,
从小的时候，
from a young age,
孩子们听这里，
kids,
听这里，好好的学习圣经上的话，
you should properly learn the words of the Bible,
好像吃饭一样，
just like when you eat,
把圣经的话装在你的心里，
to put the words in your heart,
这是我们的生命走向正道的开始。
This is the beginning of walking the right path in your life.
如果你没有上帝的话，
If you don't have the words of God,
你的人生会越走越乱。
Your life will only become worse.
所以当上帝的话进到我们的里面，
So when the words of God enter us,
一定会光照我们的内心，
It should shine upon our hearts.
就是我们看到我们哪个地方错了，
So that we can realize where we have shortcomings.
所以我们需要改，
And we should change.
这时候就需要能力了，
And then we need power.
这能力在我们身上的第一表现是什么呢？
What is the firstexample of power in our lives,
就是制服我们的罪性。
That is to oppose our sinful desire.
因为我们里边有一个非常可怕的东西。
Because we have a very harmful thing in us.
就是反叛的心理。
And that is a heart of rejection.
你发现小孩心里边也有反叛的心理。
You'll see that children also desire rejection.
你跟他说什么东西呢？嗯，他不要听。
They don't want to obey you.
这个人从小里边有一个罪性。
People have a sinful nature inside them.
那么这个就是对于真理的反叛。
And that is the rejection of truth.
所以我们要求上帝来帮助我们，给我们力量。
We should ask God for power.
所以小孩们要祷告。
Children, you should also pray.
God help me. 上帝帮神啊，帮助我，让我不要反叛。
That I will not be disobedient.
让我能够成为一个听话的好孩子。
That I will be obedient.
那么我们成年人也是一样。
Same goes for adults.
在上帝面前祷告。
When we pray in front of God.
求神给我那一颗顺服的心。
Pray, God, give me a faithful heart.
制服我里面的反叛的那个欲望。
To subdue the part of me that wants to reject you.
然后把上帝的话要遵行出来。
So your words can be carried out in my life.
这是圣灵在我们每一个人身上所要发挥的最重要的工作。
This is the most important thing the Holy Spirit can do for us.
叫我们能够悔改而归正。
To repent,
让我们自己责备自己，
that we can rebuke ourselves.
然后我们知道正确路在哪里，圣经指引，
and we know that the proper path is in the Bible.
然后我们能够活出来，
and we can follow it.
那么在这样的过程里面，
and in this process,
不断的生命的更新，
our lives will continuously be renewed.
不断的成熟，
and be continuously matured.
能力就出来了，
and the power will come.
神不愿意把能力给教会吗？
Does God not want to give power to the church?
神非常渴望把能力给教会。
He truly wants to give power to the church.
可是为什么教会没有能力呢？
But why does the church have no power?
简单的来说，今天很多教会，很多基督徒不配得着这个能力。
Because many churches and Christians are not ready to take this power.
Not worthy.
Not worthy.
汽车是件好东西。
Cars are good things.
可是任何一个人都可以开车吗？
But can anybody drive a car?
哎呀，车好不好？汽车好不好？这什么意思？不知道。可是现在你开车，爸爸会不会把车给你开
？Will your dad give you a car to drive?
No. Why? 因为你还 not mature enough. 不是神不愿意把能力给我们。
It's not that God doesn't want to give us power.
是因为神知道，神把能力一给我们，我们就会乱来。
But God knows that we will abuse that power.
因为我们的生命不够成熟。
Because our life is not mature.
因为我们真理上不够成熟。
Because we do not know the truth.
生命不够成熟。
Life is not mature.
神一给我们能力
，If God gives you power,
我们就骄傲。
You'll be arrogant.
神一给我们能力
，If God gives you power,
我们就伤害别人。
You will hurt people.
所以很多时候神没有办法。
And so God cannot give you.
等待我们成熟
until you are mature.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So, brothers and sisters,
让我们有一颗渴慕能力的心。
Let us have a heart that desires power.
然后用谦卑顺服的心进到圣灵的洗礼里边去。
An obedient heart take into the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
好好读好神的话语。
And read the scriptures.
好好来到施恩的宝座前，让圣灵的能力进到我们的里面。
And take the whole power of the Holy Spirit before.
这能力不是先来讲道的能力。
This is not the ability to preach.
制服自己欲望的能力
but the ability to control yourself,
使我们能够顺服在神的话语里面
that you can be obedient before the word of God,
让神的话能够透过我们实际的生活在我们实际的生活里边起到作用
that through our everyday lives, the power of God can work in us,
照着神的话去操练我们的生命
that our lives can be trained through his word,
进入圣灵洗礼的过程里
and enter into the process of the whole baptism of spirit,
那个结果就会慢慢的出来了
And the results will show.
让我们以忍耐的心
With a patient heart
跟随基督
Follow Christ
然后使神的旨意在我们身上能够成就
So God's will can be completed in us
我们相信今天上帝在盼望着我们的生命能够成熟
We believe that God hopes for our, the maturity in our lives.
使我们能够今天为他做美好的见证
That we can be a witness to him.
那么这个我们需要这方面的这个能力
And we need this power.
使我们一同预备好我们的心
That we can prepare our hearts.
来接受这个洗礼
And accept this baptism.
我们同心祷告
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父
Our Heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你借着圣经记录下来这些重要的信息
We thank you for these messages that you have given us
使我们看到我们今天生命要承接的使命
That we can understand your mission for us
凭我们自己的力量是不够的
Through our own power we cannot do it
主你已经为我们的生命得着能力做好了一切的准备
You have already made the preparations for us to receive your power
现在求你给我们智慧
I pray that you give us wisdom,
给我们顺服的心
that you give us an obedient heart,
让我们明白你的心意
that we can understand your will,
让我们能够顺服你的圣灵的指引
and we can be obedient to your Holy Spirit,
能够谦卑悔改
and humbly repent,
更新生命
renew our lives,
配得你的圣灵的能力透过我们来显明出来
that we can be worthy of the power of your Holy Spirit being shown in us,
愿我们每一个人的生命
May everyone's lives.
也愿我们的每一间的教会
May every church
都能够成为你美好的见证人
Be a beautiful witness for you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告
We thank you that you listen to our prayers.
也听我们每一位在座的人有声无声的祷告
And to the prayers of everyone here.
奉恩主耶稣基督的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.